This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Drake will be a big winner in Las Vegas the next couple of years by securing millions of dollars for a residency at one of the hottest Vegas clubs on the Strip. Sources close to the deal tell us Drake has agreed to a multi-year deal with a minimum 10-show commitment at Excess Nightclub inside the Wynn Hotel and Casino. How much is it worth? $10 million. Must be God's plan. Sorry. Mr. and Mrs. Justin Bieber are in full-on wedding planning mode despite the fact they already got legally married in a courthouse ceremony in September. The Biebs and Hailey Baldwin sent family and friends a save-the-date for February 28th for their nuptials. Dancers for the celebration are already in rehearsals, and Tay James, Bieber's personal DJ, will be providing the tunes. Who has a personal DJ? A close friend of Amazon's chief, Jeff Bezos, says not to marry Lauren Sanchez. Yep, Bezos is divorcing his wife of 25 years and is now seeing Sanchez, who's still married to Hollywood super agent Patrick Whitesell. An insider tells us that Lauren has a habit of cheating on guys she's involved with. Guess Bezos doesn't believe it or doesn't care. He must like a dirty Sanchez. 2 days before Coachella co-founder Paul Tillett was set to announce Kanye West as one of the headliners, Ye sprung a surprise on the concert promoter. He asked Tillett to construct a giant custom-built dome in the middle of the festival grounds. When Tillett explained that the dome would be impossible to build in 4 months, West became irritated and quit. Should we have expected anything different? Ariana Grande got some new ink, revealing to the world she's a pretty massive Pokemon fan. Yep, the singer revealed she got a tattoo of the Pokemon Eevee on her arm and showed it off on Instagram. I've wanted this for so long, the 25-year-old said, before thanking her tattoo artist Kane Navisard, who she tagged in the photo. Now that's a great plug. It never rains in the African desert, but if it ever does, the rains will be infinitely blessed by Toto. Their 80s song Africa was a hit again last year when folks rediscovered the classic and Weezer covered it. To make sure the song never dies, artist Max Seidentop set up a series of solar-powered speakers and now it's playing from them on an infinite loop. Kinda like it's been doing in my head. As authorities in two states began investigating abuse and sexual assault allegations made against R. Kelly, Lady Gaga apologized publicly for collaborating with the singer on 2013's Do What You Want from her Art Pop album. She then removed the track from all streaming services and digital music outlets. Christina Aguilera couldn't be more proud, congratulating Gaga. Go Gaga! Brie Larson and fiancé Alex Greenwald have reportedly split almost 3 years after getting engaged. The 29-year-old actress and the 39-year-old musician from the band Phantom Planet got engaged back in May of 2016 after several years of dating. Well, let's face it, when it comes to relationships, Hollywood is one giant sinkhole. Knucklehead rapper Lil Uzi Vert posted an Instagram story saying that he's quit making music. Yep, we hear from our insiders at Atlantic that Uzi never wanted to do any promo, and it was next to impossible to get him to commit to anything in support of his music. So, what else are you gonna do, Uzi? You got your own vitamin water in the works like 50 Cent did? Doubt it. Billy Bush is close to locking down a deal that will bring him back to television after a 2-year absence following his ousting from NBC. Bush recently sat down with multiple executives and the team at Extra to discuss the possibility of Bush joining the team as the long-running syndicated news magazine prepares to leave NBC and head to Fox. If he can close that deal, it's good for Bush. Charlie Sheen's facing a new round of financial challenges. The former Two and a Half Men star, who was the highest paid actor on TV before he was fired from the hit show in 2011, is out more than $80,000 after receiving a notice of default on the mortgage for the house he's been trying to sell. He stopped making the payments thinking he had buyers, but they all backed out. Losing. The bad blood between Rihanna and her father continues. The singer is suing her dad, Ronald Fenty, and his company, Fenty Entertainment, for exploiting her name for his own gains. She claims her father and another man, Moses Perkins, created the entertainment company and have been soliciting business acting as agents of the singer. Except she already has one. Awkward. Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are looking to move somewhere bigger in New York. Yep, it seems 4,000 square feet of Park Avenue luxury isn't quite enough to contain Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez, and the four kids they have between them. They put the home they bought in March on the market for $17 million while they look for a little more space. Can you say sickening? Has been. Troubled actor Tom Sizemore has once again found himself on the wrong end of the law after getting busted for allegedly being in possession of multiple drugs. Sizemore was pulled over while driving in Burbank for expired registration tags. The Black Hawk Down actor consented to a search and the cops found methamphetamine and prescription Xanax. Game over. Again. The Trash Bin. Rob Kardashian is returning to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He hasn't appeared on his family's reality show in a year. Rob's sister Kim said, quote, "He'll be on more next season. He has his moods. Sometimes he's like, look, I didn't sign up for this. And then sometimes he's like, I'm cool to do it," unquote. Rob is reportedly in debt and living with mom. So yeah, the money.
The news wrap up.
Netflix shares rose after the company announced it was increasing prices, a sign that investors expect customers to pay up for the product. The first two job openings for Amazon's HQ2 in New York are for the Intelligent Cloud Control, a team that helps connect all Amazon properties. Airbnb claimed a second straight year of profitability and expects to hit 500 million guest arrivals by the end of the first quarter. Blue Apron's share is skyrocketed after the company says it'll be profitable in 2019. Who's hungry?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
M. Night Shyamalan's Glass is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
A Boogie with the Hoodie holds on to the top spot with Hoodie Season.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Becoming from Michelle Obama is the number one nonfiction book for the ninth straight week.
Mike Levy, better known as Gasafelstein, is a French techno artist and DJ. He's been in the music business since 2012, and he's worked alongside artists as varied as Tyga, ASAP Rocky, Lana Del Rey, Phoenix, and Kanye West. He co-produced two tracks on Yeezus, Black Skinhead, and Send It Up. The Washington Post describes his style as a mixture of dark and underground music and notes that a specialty of the artist is his use of silences to, quote, create a tension before a raucous explosion of bass and percussion, unquote. Here's Gasafelstein featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Lost in the Fire.
I wanna book you slow with the lights on. Never put a price on. I take it off, you're the one I roll the dice on. And I just want a baby with the right one. Cause I can never be the one to hype one. And we lost a lot of things in the fire. So it took a year for me to find out.
That was Gasafelstein featuring The Weeknd with the song of the week, Lost in the Fire. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.